Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
They are playing two sold-out shows today at the Griffith Regional Theatre. They're one of my favourite bands. They are the Wiggles, and Simon Wiggle, the Red Wriggle, joins us right now. Hello, Simon.
Morning, Simon.
G'day, guys. Morning. How are you going?
Oh,
great. I'm just picturing myself as you're saying that, we're doing the wiggly fingers.
Yeah. I've just got one going because my hand, you know, I've got the phone in the other
hand. Oh, of course. Right. Yeah. Of course. Does that throw you off when that happens? If you only throw the one finger out, do you get a little bit off balance?
Yeah, you kind of start walking around in circles like a duck with one leg.
So cool. Now, Simon, this tour is absolutely massive. The Wiggle Around Australia tour. You're playing over 100 locations. And you do often, each location's two shows a day. That's such an amazing tour, but it must be great getting out there and seeing as many people as possible.
Yeah, it is really great. I mean, we cover the whole country, and we actually do up to four shows a day sometimes.
Wow.
And then we hop back in our big red car and drive for another few hours to the next town. But we see a lot of the country, we meet a lot of great families, and we really do have a fantastic time. Every year we travel around Australia, and you know, this is particularly special with our Wiggle Around Australia tour, which is, you know, we're having a great time.
Wiggling it up.
Yeah, that's right, we're wiggling it up.
And Simon, do you have the big red car with you guys all the way?
We don't at the moment, but it won't make an appearance on stage today, unfortunately, but it's just having a little rest. It's at the mechanic.
It is a very big trip, yes.
Yes, and safety first. Right. Hey, Simon, you of course work with who is probably one of the greatest Australian couples of all time. You're working with Dorothy the Dinosaur and Wags the Dog. What are they like on tour? Do they all get along very well?
Oh, yeah, look, they're best friends. You know, Dorothy's very generous and sharing her rosy tea with everyone, and Wags is there chomping on his bones. But, yeah, they're very they get a lot of gifts during the show. A lot of people bring roses to Dorothy, bones to Wags. Henry doesn't get as much as the others, but that's okay. They always share. So
that's great. You know,
that's
they're
great,
all good friends.
Well, I was going to say, it might be tough for some kids here in town to get to the ocean to get something that Henry might like, because he's, an octopus.
Yeah, that's right.
And the kids today, mate, what can they expect at the Wiggle Around Australia tour?
Yeah, we've got a bit of everything happening in this show. You know, you've got all your classics, all your favourites, Hot Potato and all those. But then there's, you know, we've got Anthony is playing the bagpipes these days. So he used to play the bagpipes in the army many years ago.
Really?
So he's picked the bagpipes up again. So we've got a bit of Scottish dancing, Highland dancing. We've got Irish dance. We've got ballet. We've got jazz. We've got a bit of everything happening, tap dancing. So it's a big show, a lot of dancing. And then, of course, you know, Dorothy the Dinosaur, Wag the Dog, Henry the Octopus, and the incredible Captain Feathersaw will be there as well. So it's a big, big show.
Wow. Simon, you make me feel like I need to have kids right now, just so I feel like as an adult I can come to your show.
Yeah, that's right. You can come along soon. I think some people do that.
Hey, Simon, now, would you mind? We do like to play a little game with our celebrity guests.
Yes.
It's where we go to your Wikipedia page and we ask you questions about yourself according to Wikipedia. Are you okay to play that?
Yeah, for sure. Let's give that a go.
Do you visit your own Wikipedia page very often?
Look, I never have, actually.
So you've never edited it?
No, I've never seen it.
This is going to be fun.
So
okay.
We're going to ask you questions according to your Wikipedia page, and we'll see how well you actually know yourself according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, great.
Okay, first question. You were known for your work on the children's show what, other than The Wiggles?
The Kingdom of Paramithi.
You are.
That answer is
correct.
Hey.
Yes, well done. All right, they're going to get trickier from now on. Okay, here we go.
Good.
According to Wikipedia, Simon, how do you describe yourself?
Tall?
Not quite.
With a deep voice. Deep voice?
No. I'll give you a hint. It's got something to do with how you keep in shape.
Go for a run. Go to the gym.
Look, I'm going to have to buzz you out on this one, Simon.
I quote,
you're always into fitness and health.
Yes, always into fitness and health. That's me.
I'm not going to lie.
I'll be halfway through a run at the moment.
Yeah. you're running to the mechanics to pick up the big red car, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Oh, okay, now our final Wikipedia question.
Yep.
Simon Wiggle, according to Wikipedia, what instrument do you play?
Of course. Well, see, this Wow, this is interesting. I play a little bit of the bass guitar. I'm a singer. I actually don't play an instrument, really.
Oh,
no. Simon, well, you got half of that right.
You got half of that right. Vocals is one of the instruments.
Correct. But according to Wikipedia, you also play...
The cowbell.
You know, I know it's very true. I do play the cowboy. It comes so naturally to me these days. I don't even think about it as playing an instrument. It's just so much a part of who I am.
Hey,
that is so funny.
Yeah. You can head to Wikipedia and edit that any time you like, Simon. But
no, I like it.
Before we let you go, just there's a little town near Griffith called Narendra. I don't know if you're familiar with it. But in Narendra, it is home to Australia's largest playable guitar.
Wow.
It's about 5 metres long. It's 2 metres tall.
Yeah.
Claire and I are endeavouring to play Smoke on the Water on the guitar. Now, I know you're not the biggest guitar player, but do you have any tips for us on how to manoeuvre Australia's largest playable guitar?
Well, not really, seeing I'm an expert in the cowbell.
It's not the Australia's largest playable cowbell, but I'd love to see one of those.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of teamwork needed, isn't it?
Yes.
So, I mean, I think I'd be working on my dexterity with my toes.
Yes.
You need a lot of toes and fingers involved, I think. So I'd be working on strengthening all those toes.
I think we might even need a full foot.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Oh, Simon, I wish the Wiggles weren't so busy while you're in town. We could have signed you guys up to come and help us play it.
Yeah, that would have been good. I'll play the cowbell in the background.
Red Wiggles, Simon, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy your shows here in Griffith today.
Yeah, will do. Great to talk to you guys. Thank you.
So I used to work in a call centre. And I used to put on a particular automated voice if I didn't want to deal with people.
Yeah, right.
And let's be honest, I'm probably not the only one who's ever done that. If you call a call centre and you're calling for the wrong reason, do not blame me.
And it's the sort of automated voice you get when you call these big corporations.
Yeah, like, hi, this is calling for...
Yep, yep,
anyway.
Yep.
So we do that every week now.
Yeah.
And we call random people. We decided this week, though, to call our front desk again.
We've already got Nana Jude with it, who works on the front desk. There's another lady called Lee who works at our front counter.
Lee Deezy.
Snoopy Doggy Double Deezy. And this is how it went when we called her yesterday.
Good morning, Griffiths Radio Centre. This is Lee.
Hi, this is calling back for Lee. If Lee is available, please press 1. If not, please press 2. Sorry, I didn't quite get that. Please press... Sorry, I didn't register a correct response. Would you like us to call you back in 4 minutes? Please say yes or no.
No.
Sorry, I still didn't get that. If you'd like a callback in 4 minutes, please say callback.
When you call back as again, but this time ask what she listens to on the radio and see if she gets
it.
Good morning, Griffith Radio Centre. This is Lee.
Hi, this is calling back for Lee. If Lee is available, please press 1. If not, please press 2. Thank you. Lee, do you listen to Hit 99.7 or Riverina's Triple M? She got it yet. Look out there. Can you see her?
I can't see her. So let's call her back. Best thing about this. She just hung up straight away.
Did she?
She's supposed to answer the phone.
Try again. See if she hangs up a second time.
Okay. And if she hangs up this time, we'll go out and we'll see what she's up to. No, she is.
She did.
Well, that's it. See,
what happens if I was someone calling for the radio station?
Exactly right. All right.
On a private number.
We're going to walk outside now and we're going to find out.
Okay.
Pretty much right after that.
We walked out of the studio and decided to go confront Lee and find out, A, why she was hanging up on us. Well, not answering the phone properly when
it's her job.
And also to find out if she really did know it was us.
Hey, Lee.
Hi. What's going on?
Hang up on a private number twice?
Yeah. Oh, it's them. Naughty,
naughty. Naughty, naughty, Lee.
She was just telling me about that. How did you not pick up on their name?
I
said to you, do you listen to Riverina's Hit 99.7?
Yeah, I heard that, and it's like I work here, so I'm not going to do it.
And as we were leaving for the actual day yesterday, Lee politely told us in no uncertain terms she doesn't really listen to us.
Pretty much. Nice to know. Claire's Automated Services back again next Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Friday.